You're listening to SBS News.
The extradition bill, which would have allowed people in Hong Kong to be sent to mainland China to face trial in courts controlled by the ruling Communist Party, sparked huge and at times violent street protests that plunged the former British colony into turmoil. Now leader Carrie Lam has announced the bill will not go ahead.
There are still lingering doubts about the government's sincerity, or worries whether the government will restart the process in the Legislative Council. So I reiterate here, there is no such plan. The bill is dead.
Ms. Lam denounced the government's work on the legislation as a total failure, but stopped short of saying it would be withdrawn.
My sincere plea is, please give us an opportunity, the time, the room, for us to take Hong Kong out of the current impasse.
Protests erupted after the bill was introduced in February, with fears the extradition plan would threaten Hong Kong's presently separate legal system. 1 million people took to the streets a month ago, violent clashes erupting as the government attempted a second reading. In June, Ms. Lam responded by temporarily suspending the bill, but the protests continued, with 2 million taking to the streets. The Lowy Institute's Ben Bland says Ms. Lam is desperate to prove to China she can handle the situation.
Carrie Lam is clearly trying to cool tensions in Hong Kong and to show the Chinese government that she's able to get on top of the issue facing the city right now. But the initial response from students and the democracy movement has been that what she said is not enough.
Civil Human Rights Front spokeswoman Bonnie Leung remains sceptical the bill has been quashed.
She still refused to say the word withdrawal. The extradition bill being put in the Legislative Council is a very legal, very formal legal procedure. However, she only said that the bill is dead.
Political opponents are calling for her to resign. Democratic legislator Claudia Mo says Ms. Lam needs to open a dialogue with demonstrators to find a way forward or step down from her position.
She is facing a huge confidence crisis in Hong Kong, vis-a-vis her administration. So it's really about time she should completely disband her so-called executive council.
They're also calling for an independent inquiry into police conduct during the protests, but that too has been denied. China has called the action an undisguised challenge to the one country, two systems model that's been in place since Hong Kong was returned to China by the British in 1997. Activist and singer Denise Ho has told the United Nations Human Rights Council that the system has long been defunct.
Disqualification of six lawmakers, kidnappings of booksellers and activists jailed are proof of China's tightening grip. Real universal suffrage is still non-existent. With a chief executive officer appointed and controlled by Beijing, China is preventing our democracy at all costs.
The Lowy Institute's Ben Bland says despite Ms. Lam's efforts to open a dialogue with protesters, China is unlikely to give any concessions to Hong Kong, lest it inspire separatist movements in other regions under its control.
She's accepted that there are economic and political issues there. The question is, how much ground is she really able to give? How much room will Beijing allow her to offer further concessions to the movement in Hong Kong? And I suspect the answer is not much.
Protesters vow to continue the demonstrations this weekend. Abby Dinham, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.